Blog Talk Radio.
This is Deborah, and it is Wednesday morning, and the wisdom of procrastination. So here I am, Deborah Leanne, and because I procrastinated, I tried to squeeze in too many appointments this morning prior to this show, which means I'm heading home and hitting every red light. Doesn't that happen? I don't know why that happens. When you're in a rush, you get every red light. And that means that I wasn't here at the top of the hour. So for those of you who are listening later, it's no big deal. And for those of you who tried to tune in and got a lot of blank air, my deepest apologies, because time is almost more important than money these days, where it's such a precious commodity. And it's not my style. I don't like to wait for other people. And it's, you know, all I can say is that I'm sorry about that. I really, truly am sorry. So I will do my own getting present here meditation just to call in and breathe in being in this space so we can talk further about procrastination. So as I feel my legs firmly planted and feel the connection to Mother Earth, that lovely gravity that pulls me down into my body and out of my head, which is spinning out of all of the things that my attention has been on prior to this moment. And I feel my legs, I breathe into the lower part of my body, and I actually breathe into my back. Thank you, back, for holding this skeletal structure in place and for getting so little attention, except for when I go for a massage. And that's not right. I think about the front of me, I look in the mirror, I see the front of me, and I rarely appreciate the back. So I'm going to send some attention back there and breathe into that. And then I'm going to breathe in all of the parts of me and all of the attention and the energy that's scattered. And finally, but not least of all important, is to call in the connection to our highest self, the divine, our guides, our inspiration, in whatever form that looks like to you. And allow that to fill up my energy system so that I'm coming from a place of fullness and not trying to fill up. That trying to fill up thing is part of what I believe drives our overcommitment, our procrastination, our saying yes when we mean to say no. Many of the topics that we've had for the last 3 or 4 weeks in a row. And there's been a theme, because each one of these has to do with being here in the moment, in our present, and to allow us to be fully present in our leadership role, in our relationships, in our life. And that is what I call leadership presence. It's that authentic, grounded, centered, confident space where the radio waves that you are sending out from your system are true, are complete, and people are attracted to that. People want to follow us. People are wanting to know how they can support us. The universe wants to know how to support us when we are in sync with that space. Ah, that's better. So coming from this place, the topic of procrastination is so funny. I've had the pleasure in the last 24 hours or so to talk with many people about this topic. And this morning, the people in the coffee shop where I was meeting one of my accountability partners, and the people at the exercise space that I was at after that. And the funny thing is, out of all of the people I've spoken to, two people said, no, I don't. I don't procrastinate. And I would have loved the time and the space to question them on that and find out what do they do differently in their lives. And one of the guys was like, no, I really don't like things hanging over my head. I just handle it as soon as it comes up. And the other woman said, no, it's just not my style. I tend to just take care of things as they arise, which I was blown away by. And she actually offered me a book, The Art of Procrastination, that someone had given her some years ago. So we're going to see each other next week and exchange that. So here's the thing. However, you know, the 95% of the people that I spoke with that do procrastinate, I found it fascinating that I would say it was about 50-50 of people that procrastinate, not for business, but in their personal life, their personal goals, their personal to-dos is where they procrastinate. They have good intentions of handling something, taking care of something, and they don't, which could be bringing them personal pleasure, or they're putting off something that's uncomfortable that actually they would feel pleasure on the other side of, I believe. The other half of the people said, I tend to procrastinate in both. I'm an equal opportunity procrastinator. I procrastinate in both my business, my career, my work, my school studies. One of them was a young college boy. And personal. It's just my style. It's who I am. Which made me kind of sad that it was a couple self-described people said, they called it, they said that that's who I am, it's my style. And my question around that would be around, so do you deny yourself pleasure? Or are you putting off what you believe could be painful? Our life is typically around being drawn towards success or fighting the opportunity to have success. So it's fear of failure or fear of success, which is an amazing piece of awareness. How often when we look at what we didn't get done for the day, do we even ask ourselves, why? I'm curious. What got in the way of me completing this piece, which would get me where I know I want to be in my business? Or why did I not handle this conversation, which would bring me a deeper relationship with this person? Or it would bring me the freedom of feeling like I've told my truth and I've asked for what I need, or all of these things. To me, it's the... my truth around this is that there's a lot of us that say we want things and we truly are afraid of those things, because who would we be? Who would we need to be to have those things in our life? Because otherwise we would already have them. What is it about us that's pushing them away? So there's a reason why I chose the topic of procrastination, and it is around the habits that get in the way, especially for busy women, especially for women who have a chock-full calendar and truly are using the excuse, I don't have time. And I'm one of those. I used to say that all the time. In fact, I'm learning to take the word busy out of my vocabulary. I actually get really, not quite nauseated, but frustrated with people over and over again because I hear it all the time. Oh, my life is so busy. I'm so busy doing this. I'm so busy doing that. Busy, busy, busy. It is like some kind of badge of, look how cool and important and wonderful I am because I am so busy. And you know what? I am finding that I am the most happy when I don't book myself back to back to back, when I have breathing room and a chance to reconnect and actually collect all of me in spaces in between my meetings, in between my phone calls. The days where I am back to back to back to back, I'm not a happy camper, and I don't do my best work. In fact, I end up having to go back and redo some of those things because I was not in my best. So this being too busy, who puts our calendar together? Does anyone else dictate that? And a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, my kids, my husband, my boss, they tell me what I have to do. And I beg to differ again. Nobody is in charge of your life but you. So how often are you giving your power away to let everybody else tell you what to do and how you spend your day? Is anybody else telling you when you first wake up in the morning, whether it's with an alarm or on your own, are they telling you right then you have to take a shower? You need to get up and drink water, go for a walk, meditate? Or is that your own inner compass asking for that or telling you that that's what it wants? So the whole excuse of I'm too busy is not one that we need to listen to anymore. Let's go beyond that. Let's think beyond, why am I so busy? What am I afraid of? Could I possibly find 15 minutes to go in the bathroom and do deep breathing and get back into my body before I go to the next meeting? Could I take my sandwich and go sit outside and feel the breeze? Put my feet in the grass, take them out of my shoes and put them in the grass. What would it be like if we were in charge in that way? So another reason why we tend to use the excuse is it doesn't matter. And if we're putting things on our calendar or we're putting them on our to-do list and they truly don't matter, why are we doing that? I make grocery lists before I go grocery shopping, and a lot of times I'll put a bunch of things on there that I need. And when I get in line and I look at, did I get everything in my cart? Because, of course, I don't shop with it out in my hand. That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? As I'm standing in line waiting, though, I review my list and go, oops, I forgot lemons. And then I think about it. Do I need the lemons? Do they really need to be in my home for the next week or two? And if it's a yes, then I go get them. And if it's not, then they can wait another week. This is what we need to do with when we put things on our calendar. Is it important that we do this? And this is another piece around procrastination. We don't make time for it because we didn't write it on the calendar. And unfortunately, that's the only way I actually get things done. You know, pay bills. I actually put it on the calendar. And I have a designated time every week to look at my finances. I'm learning the more the more things that I want to do in my life, the more things I need to eliminate, because we only have so much time. And maybe that means that I ask someone else to handle something for me, or maybe that means it just doesn't get done. I used to be such a fanatic about house cleaning. It's amazing how that can go now until I'm having some people over to my house. So now when I'm planning to have somebody over to my house, I need to schedule a couple of hours to pick up, right? And we look at all of these things and all of the excuses that we use, and some of the ones that I find fascinating are really just excuses. And the piece of I don't feel like doing it right now, so I don't do it, like that's a great one. I don't feel like making the calls for my business today. And if we had a child who said to us, I don't feel like going to school today, Mom, would we say, are you okay? Do you have a temperature? Are you throwing up or bleeding? Okay, none of the above. Well, then why don't we just go? You know, if you get there and you're really not feeling well, call me or go to the nurse's office and I'll talk. You know, we'll see how it goes. What happens is 9 times out of 10, it's the same thing about I don't feel like going to exercise. And what happens when we go? Oh, my, we feel so much better afterwards. So it's almost like that's another excuse. And there's a reason why. There's something underneath there that doesn't want us to do that, because maybe we could get what we want. Maybe we will get a result that we're yearning for. And then we can stop telling that story that I'm not successful at that, or I'm really not good at that. I just did it. It worked out really well. And I have a new client or a new partner to work with, or I just went out and I met a new potential man to date or whatever. It's funny to me the things that I almost don't do. And when I go, I'm so glad I did it afterwards. So yeah, that whole I don't feel like it right now, I get it. And it's not a very good excuse. Some of the ones about I keep forgetting to do it. This is a classic. And I'll put stuff in a pile and then I pick it up and you know what? It's expired. I missed the opportunity. I missed the early bird pricing. I missed the opportunity to take advantage of a gift certificate because it expired. I missed using a gift card that I just found the other day for $100 to the Apple store. I don't know if it's still good. I'm hoping it is. You know, I love these missed opportunities because what else was more important? This is costing us time and money, two of our most valuable commodities. And there's the whole you only handle each thing once. An email comes in. If there's something there to make a decision on, we say, yes, I'm going to go. We RSVP, we register, we put it on the calendar, done, trash. Or we forward it to someone else who might be able to handle it for us. Or we throw it away. What do we do with so many things sitting in our inbox that we haven't taken action on? That's a bunch of, the feng shui people would call it more clutter, right? And clutter is extremely expensive. It not only steals time from us, it could cost us money, as in the missed opportunities I was just talking about, if you don't pay your bills on time and paying late fees. Or it costs us energy. And I'm looking at my little pile of paper right here, right now. Things that I need to sign and get handled for my legal documents. There's a bunch of things that, why am I not just handling it? Is there fear around it? I have to really look at it because there's something else underneath that. And I just got the warning that my time is coming to an end, so I won't be able to go into this much more with you. However, I want to know from you. I'd love to hear from you. Where do you get the most stuck? Because this is something that we need to work with other people on. I believe that strongly. Working with a coach, working with an accountability partner, is what helps us to be successful in life. Just like we wouldn't walk out going to an important event without looking in the mirror, checking our teeth for spinach or chia seeds, making sure our outfit looks pulled together. It's the same thing as having a coach. You can reach me at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com or on Facebook at The Synergized Leader. I'm offering special pricing for anybody who mentions this show today about procrastination and takes the time to sign up today for a consult with me. Until our next time together, take excellent care of you and take action on something today that you've been putting off. Take good care again. Thank you. Bye-bye.